Paul, would your group do better in the second to kind of get going?
Well, it was a bit of a sluggish start for both teams. An awful lot of whistles, not a lot of flow, and they're working hard at putting a pretty good grind on you. But we had some pretty good offensive zone time right through the game and got into the third, and I think we just wore their back end down a little bit. They lost CC halfway through the game. That affected them. And then we got into that third and probably left five there. I mean, we had four or five A chances and made some saves. We missed some nets, so you're feeling that in the last 2 minutes when you have that many chances you don't convert. But we were pretty strong in the offensive zone tonight.
Would you describe the growth of Nikolai Ehlers, not just because of the empty netter, but the growth in his game over the course of the campaign here?
Really, really pleased, because the things that you're seeing, I think, in the last month and a half, maybe 2 months with Nick, are a pace to his game, like a drive, a quickness. So everybody enjoys the when he winds it up, but his, you know, the stops and starts, and that's all part of it. He gets into a couple of pucks he doesn't quite get out there at the end of the game with the goalie pulled, but he's on the ice, and he deserved to be on the ice at the end of the game. And for a young offensive guy, that's pretty telling. The coach has a lot of confidence. Certainly respect for the game that he played. He was our best player, and he's making really big strides in the part of the game he probably never, ever had to play with. You go back to the video from junior that we watched to his style last year. Nicky can get to that pace, and as he gets physically stronger, and it'll be easier for him. I mean, he's still a young man, and he's got lots of room to grow and get strong. We'd like to think that he's going to have a little Blake Wheeler's game in him too, and play at that pace. Not the physicality, but certainly the pace.
What went into the decision to put him back with Scheifele and Wheeler? Obviously, they had that great success at the end of last year, but why'd you put him back together?
Brian's line was struggling for a stretch of games. You know, Matty Perreault was playing exceptionally well there, and that line was driving wins for us. But Matty's done a nice job. Brian was real good tonight. Patty was skating tonight, so he did a lot of good things. But that was just more of the way the rest of the team was shaken out.
Won't matter in the playoff picture. Is there anything tangible to putting together your first 4-game winning streak in a row?
Handle it right. You know, it's a tough situation. You got to come to the rink and you got to play hard, because that's your job regardless of it. We've done that.
You mentioned Matthew Perreault there a little bit earlier. It seems that since the start of 2017, almost a point per game player, no matter what line or who he's playing with. What have you seen from him since the calendar turn?
Just health, right? He's on the puck now and because he can. He had a real tough injury to get him back from. When he finally started to feel, he broke his thumb on that slash from Corey Perry. You know, we just say he's hurt, but he had a broken thumb, but he played through it. But you're a skilled guy. You're not moving the puck around with a broken bone in your hand. And as soon as he got healthy, as soon as he started feeling good, he was back to the player that we know he is, and he's been great since.